We strategically managed this field to provide a valuable breeding habitat for birds like the American woodcock. This small brown and black bird with a very long bill has a legendary mating display and is nicknamed the Timberdoodle. While woodcocks primarily live in forest habitats, they rely on fields to find a mate within special areas that scientists called singing grounds. The American woodcock sounds like this. Located atop this signpost is a replica of an American woodcock. We invite you to explore this replica, which is about two-thirds the size of an adult timberdoodle. This field is cut once a year in late summer using the ecological management practices of haying, grazing, and maintaining the breeding habitat for bird populations. Such sustainable practices ensure the health of local wildlife and the production of safe agricultural crops and livestock. This includes minimizing or eliminating use of toxic chemicals to provide long-term viability for the soil. Strategic timing allows for the harvesting of hay after ground nesting birds have finished raising their chicks. Throughout the country, many farmers utilize similar sustainable practices, which control unwanted pests and protect pollinators. Some farmers set aside habitat for wildlife, and government agencies help farmers develop nutrient management plans to ensure the health and safety of the soil, water, and green spaces. More than 12,000 farms were lost in the United States between 2017 and 2018. Buying from local farms can help community businesses, support valuable wildlife habitat, and help address climate change. By purchasing local farm products, you support the local economy and reduce the amount of carbon emissions that would result from these goods being transported from distant locations. Less waste is produced when you support your local farm, as many loads of heavily transported farm produce are often discarded. Food waste is one of the leading causes of methane emissions, a greenhouse gas 28 times more potent than carbon. Here the rope guide changes sides, switching from the right side to the left side of the trail. Seating is located on the left side of the trail. You will also find a seating area here at this midpoint of the All Persons Trail.